This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. And yes, it is another banner news day. We got the Kavanaugh thing going on. We got the Trump in Las Vegas thing going on from last night. And Eric Trump campaigning in California. What's up with that? Anyway, a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, and please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what can I say? You know, it's another just crazy. And by the way, it is Friday. So on Friday, we go places we never usually go and beyond relative to the news. But first, let's bring you up to date on what's going on. A couple of things. They're saying now that impeaching Trump is doubtful. Removing him nearly impossible. This is now coming from the other side. winning. This has come from McClatchy. D.C. Bureau. Investigations? Sure. Impeachment? Question mark. Doubtful. Here's the outlook if Democrats win big. That's not going to happen to begin with. There may be impeachments of federal judges appointed by Barack Hussein Obama. And George Bush the Younger. Look forward to that. Look forward to impeachments of judges in California. Look forward to that. But it's called flipping the script. I learned that from the gangster kids. Just flip the script. And what's going to happen with New California with that enters? Shocking, I'm sure. Which is going to come up. New California is going to win. Winning. And California is going to change. And there's going to be a new California. And old California, you're going to change. That's just the reality check of the time. So impeachment, no. It will start with hearings around all those pieces. It's not going to happen. So this is one of the things that they're saying in McClatchy News right now. As we all know, it's not going to happen. Okay, the other thing that is winning also is what do we have here? We've got impeachment going on, doubtful. Christine, there is zero chance that I will confuse them. In other words, that she was confused at the time when she was so-called assaulted by Kavanaugh back in high school. And, of course, what we're finding out now, and if you're listening to us in the last hour, this whole Palo Alto University started out in 1975 as something completely different, probably affiliated and associated with the CIA. Mind control, anyone? Yeah. There's a big story there. We're not going to touch it. It's untouchable. It's too hot. Not really. It is not. That's a big story, guys. Crack the egg open and just check it out. That's my suggestion. Look at what was going on in Palo Alto in 1975 with psychological operations, CIA, mind control. All right. Anyway, I'm absolutely losing it. 67 million people do not speak English at home. This is the totalitarian takeover again by use of language. Get rid of all the language. See, this is actually a Spanish Catholic thing. When I say Catholic, it's what they, when you conquer somebody, this goes back, not today's Catholic, come on. But this was a thing that was going on with the church. Anytime there was conquering going on, you were forced to speak Latin. Latin, which is a dead language. This was foisted upon the natives, if you will. And in the New World, okay, the native dialects and tongues were destroyed. They were pushed out. In fact, the vestiges of the destruction of those languages, which was foisted upon by the early Spanish conquistadores and so on, was to do away with the native tongue and replace it with Spanish at that point in time. And that's what happens all throughout the Americas. Except North America, they remain English speaking. But now with the invasion of our southern borders, everybody's been encouraged to just speak Spanish only. And we've seen this in California big time. It first started in the 80s and 90s, and actually when people perceived that there was a threat to English language in California in particular, they passed a proposition to prevent it called 227 back in, I think it was 1996. And Proposition 227 required that everybody know English or be proficient in English at a certain level by the time they graduated from high school. That persisted, ladies and gentlemen. That law persisted until 2016 when it was reversed suddenly by, Kevin DeLeon and his people. Get it? And did away with Prop 227 and mandated that all people can have bilingual education. So now you have schools which teach only in Spanish. Because after all, we don't want to destroy the tenders, little intellectual ability of these people with the language, right? We don't want to confuse the fact. So they're learning in Spanish only. Of course, what does that do? It leads to these kind of statistics. 67 million don't speak English at home out of 300 million people. They do not speak English. Does that make sense? Can I help a brother out? Does that make any kind of sense at all? And it does, doesn't it? It absolutely does. So my question to all of you is, what are we going to do about this English only thing? See, this is the way they conquer, is demanding that they speak in their own language. What does it do for assimilation when you can't break that down? And by the way, where did it all come from? In California, this process, the first teardown, breakdown of this system, was the doing away of the largest assimilation factor in the nation. I bet you didn't know we had a large assimilation machine. In fact, it was the largest in the nation at the time when it was done away with. Boy, isn't that intriguing? What am I saying here? What am I saying here? What's the history here? How about Arnold Schwarzenegger? The nice little socialist that he's turned out to be, huh? Mr. Communist himself. Well, I'd say he's more national socialist, if you know what I mean. He's from Austria, and so is Adolf Hitler. Nice Jesuit training. So was Adolf Hitler. Don't want to imply anything, of course, but by the acts that Arnold Schwarzenegger, I mean, the radical environmentalist he turned out to be, changed public education in California for the bad, destroying the largest assimilator, the largest assimilation methodology in this nation, which was to teach English to immigrants, legal or illegal. And they did it through the California adult education system. And why do I know? I was the principal of one of those schools at the time when he did this. And we saw the death and destruction of one of the largest educational institutions in the United States that assimilated populations by way of language. You see, businesses required and wanted to have English speakers. And so when they had illegal immigrants, or they had immigrants at all, they wanted to learn English. In fact, most of the immigrants who came to this country wanted to learn English and demanded it. So California schools, the adult education programs, provided it. And who did away with it? Who signed it out and destroyed it? Arnold Schwarzenegger did. When he got rid of categorical programs for schools and said public education K-12 programs do not have to apply or use their money for adult education, thus destroying the largest assimilator in the nation.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Pillow Possible. Years ago, when I invented my pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented my pillow. You can adjust my pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Wow, screaming at you! Anyway, we're going to be joining up, I think, any moment now with Dane Sensor. What stays in Vegas? Well, what stays in Vegas? You go there, it stays there. That's not true, by the way. That's not true. To some degree, it's not true, right? Anyway, just saying. So Donald Trump was in Las Vegas, and kind of interesting situation with Donald Trump in Vegas. It was really what is true there, Las Vegas of Land of Enchantment. We now have Dane Sensor. We're going to answer his call here right now. Dane, can you hear you? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Paul. Can you hear me?
We hear you loud and clear. Welcome. Last night, you had an opportunity to participate with the big winner. Is that correct?
I tell you, it was winning and winning and more winning. And I didn't get tired of it.
Wow.
I'm actually ready for a lot more.
Well, do you think the Democrats are tired of it?
Say that again, Paul.
You think the Democrats are tired of it? Winning?
Well, here's the thing, Paul. The Republicans are winning. They're doing more winning. And the Democrats are doing more whining and more whining.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
That's their MO.
How many people were there last night?
Oh, the room was absolutely packed. I was sandwiched in, and I was looking like sardines in that room. And I'm guessing it was full to the max. I just looked behind me. All I could see is people upon people upon people. They were all standing. I would guess, gosh, it has to be somewhere between probably 15,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
That's my own guess, but it was packed.
Well, now, you know, it's kind of interesting because we were talking yesterday. Last time I talked to you, actually, you were standing in line yesterday.
That's true. I got there at 7 in the morning. And one lady had gotten there at 5 a.m.
Really? So was she, I guess the big question is this whole thing for Donald Trump and these kind of, obviously, he's a president now. He doesn't need to go out and do this sort of thing, but he's relating to the people. He knows he has to be out there with the people, and he loves it, doesn't he?
Oh, I'm telling you. Well, not only does he love it, but the people love it, Paul. The people I stand in line with, you got the most friendliest, outgoing, considerate people you've ever met in your life. And you know them from nowhere. It's the first time you meet them. And the excitement in the line. You got to realize, you're sitting in 97 degree weather, and people are waiting to see this man 10 hours in line to go and see him. So you know they're enthused.
Yeah, we're looking at some of the clips and so on. Did you? I guess Hannity was there last night.
Oh my gosh, when Hannity, I was standing. I don't know if you saw it, but I had my winning shirt on, and I was standing right up there in front of his set. And when he walked into the room, you thought a rock star walked in. They went crazy. And it just was unbelievable. And they all flooded to his set. And it was great because you had dueling rock stars going on there for a second. And then, of course, he interviewed President Trump.
Yeah, isn't that awesome? You know, last time I saw Sean Hannity was at CPAC in 2016, when he rocked the house, man. He absolutely brought the house down. And he was giving a basically a neutral speech at the time, because remember the vile hatred people had in the Republican Party for Donald Trump? Remember that? The never-Trumpers, Glenn Beck, and that group?
Yeah. Unbelievable. You know, to think that they once banned President Trump from coming to speak at CPAC, it's come a long way, baby, I'll tell you.
Well, you know, all those people, you know, that were up there, the Katie Pavliches of the world that were Trump haters that night, man, vile stuff that they were all saying. Of course, they've all turned the, I'm sure she's going to be on the five or the curvy cats. What is it, the five? No, it's not the five. Which whatever one is. Oh, Outnumbered. She's always on. And she's actually made a big turnaround now for Trump support. She is not a never Trumper anymore. Ben Shapiro, was it Ben Shapiro? Yeah. Guy Benson. That's who it was. Guy Benson was the other one who was on that panel that I saw. They're both vilely hating on Donald Trump. And of course, he didn't come. He decided not to go to CPAC, and they were then shadow banning him from it, and they were saying him not telling him not to come. Well, he didn't show up, much to the chagrin of myself and others. I delayed my flight out of Washington so I could see him, but I got my picture taken in the Trump booth, which is interesting. I was the only one there. And the story is that everybody was walking up to me and asking, well, what do you think about Donald Trump? What about this? What about that? And finally, after 30 minutes of this, I looked up at one guy. There's a line of about 30 people waiting to talk to me, thinking I had some sort of inside scoop on Donald Trump. I was just a radio talk show host borrowing the booth. And the guy says, well, I said, why are you guys all asking me about Trump? And they pointed to the finger up above, you know, how they have these booths at these conventions and stuff. And it said Trump campaign, you know, for president. And they said, aren't you the Trump representative? I was shocked. I have pictures of that, of course.
Well, I'll tell you, Paul, I was what you call an escalator Trump. He had me on the way down. And I was right with him from the very start to the very winning. And one of the things I did yesterday, I had this little, it's a 6x4 card. It's called Play Your Trump Card. And on the other side, I put the Ace of Hearts, which is Trump with the thumbs up in the middle of the heart. Well, I brought that to the rally yesterday, and I was staying outside there with it. People were loving it. So I went down the whole line, okay, with the thing, and I was holding this big Trump card up. I go, the only way you win in Vegas, you play the Trump card. And people went wild. They were going wild like it was a concert.
Wow. Well, that's the same picture I think you texted me, isn't it?
That's it. That's it. That's the one. That's the infamous Trump card now.
Yeah, well, he's throwing down on the Trump card right now on the Kavanaugh situation with the accuser, which I think is
pretty
amazing.
Well, you know something? I talked the talk of the line, too. People were all just absolute livid about this Kavanaugh thing they were talking. This woman's such a I don't care what anybody says. Absolute. I wouldn't believe one word this woman had to say ever, ever. She's a fraud. The whole thing's a fraud. It's a sham. It's disgraceful what they're trying to pull off. The same old story they came up with Judge Thomas, with Judge Moore in Alabama, and many other cases. This is their new operation. Let's go 11th hour with the old Me Too sexual harassment cause. But the problem is it works because the Republicans just laid down like a cards.
Amazing. You know, the what we're finding out, and I know that you may not have listened to the last hour, but Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, we had him on, and we were kind of joining forces in terms of knowledge base and research and information that we've had. We're going to come up to a break. When I come back, I'll tell you about that. We're listening to Dane Censor. He's the chairman of New California for San Luis Obispo County, and he's in Las Vegas. Last night he was at the Trump event in Las Vegas, and we're getting an update on him. When we come back, we're going to share some notes from last hour with Scott Adams, the Scott Adams Show, just some revelations as to what's going on with the president, New California, and the rest. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Years ago, when I invented my pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented my pillow. You can adjust my pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Also, newcaliforniastate.com coming up on the October 5th and 6th. October 5th and 6th. Constitutional Convention Part 2. In other words, the second Constitutional Convention. We had number one, and that was in March 21st. I'm sorry, March? Hello. I'm thinking too far ahead. Actually, it was July 21st, and that was up in Coalinga, California. It was wonderful. Great experience, and we're going to do a repeat. This repeat is going to be in Irvine, California. It's part two, and we're going to be working on the Constitutional Convention and also forming the Reformed Government of California. That's another issue going forward. Okay, so anyway, we got a lot of things going on, and with us right now is Dane Censor. Dane Censor is in Las Vegas, and he was there last night with the Donald Trump campaign. Well, the presidency. The president now. We don't have campaign trouble, but it's still the campaign. He is still running around the nation, firing up the troops, and he comes west. I think he's coming west for a reason, but, you know, that's just me. So anyway, we've got our convention going on. Hello, Donald, you can come to our... No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I wouldn't expect that to happen, but maybe you never know. But he comes west to Las Vegas, and everybody's loving him. And Dane was there, and Dane also happens to be New California State committee chair, county committee chair for San Luis Obispo County. And Dane, you've been traveling quite a bit. You've been doing a lot of road work for us and reporting for places like Chicago. And briefly, before we get back into what's going on here with this mind control business at Stanford, the blow up being that Blasey is her maiden name. Her father was a member of the CIA. Before we get to that, though, it's pretty important what's going on with this constitutional convention coming up in October. And I know the Trump campaign is watching us. Do you find that a surprise or an expectation that they would be watching us?
Well, I don't find it a surprise. Actually, I'm reaching out to President Trump, my personal self, and any of the people that are listening for the President Trump's campaign administration. He has to know that this is one of the most important things happening in the country right now. Our second state constitutional convention is even more important than the first. And it's the momentum that we're getting is so extraordinary. I talk to people, and I just hope President Trump listens to what we have going and let him know that this is so important to the country, not only to California, to save California, but it's so important to the country. This is an extraordinary step in American history to save a state that is totally out of control. It's run by communists. It's something else. So we have to have this convention, and I hope people will donate money to help our cause and bring the attention it needs. So I'm looking forward to being there. So anyway, I think this is going to be a pivotal moment.
You know, I do too. And I think the next 2 years is going to be absolutely a banner year for this country, because I do expect that we will achieve statehood, and it will come within two years. I mean, we'll get the statehood proclamation, I think, before 2020 or early in the year of 2020. And I think that we'll move forward after that. It's going to be absolutely incredible what's going to happen. And, you know, Dane, looking at what's happening around the land, quickly, I know we're going to get back into this whole topic about the mind control business and all that stuff that happens and the relationship between Kavanaugh's accuser and her father being a member of the CIA. Oh, by the way, deep state operator all. The circumstance by which we can achieve statehood, I think, is going to be absolutely at a premium. And I think that the elements are all coming together to do just that, bring everything, you know, all across the nation, actually. It's going to actually have to be a national push, even to achieve statehood for California, New California, because New California is so important to the nation and this development and this freedom and this growth of liberty that we haven't seen in such a long time. But I think that after achieving this, the big task at hand of putting the state together is going to be taken in methods that we're never ever going to see again, probably, how the state is going to come to fruition and become just absolutely an epic state for the United States of America. Your thoughts?
Well, I'll tell you something. A lot of the media people are starting to take notice of us. That we're having our second convention, and the fact that this one's going to be down in Irvine, California, Orange County, is taking a little more attention from the Los Angeles area, and people are listening. They see that this is the second one, and after this second one, Paul, I really believe that people are going to really, really start taking a look and say, this is for real. This is for real, isn't it? And you're darn right it is. And it's going to happen because We have no choice. This has to happen. California is finished in the status quo. It's not going to exist as a state financially, morally. It is so corrupt. It's just out of control with just the most, I can't even say normal, bizarre, insane politics. These people should be actually really sort of prosecuted and put in, indictments. It's just amazing what's happening. You talk to these people, but some of them, it's like you're living in two different worlds.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think it's gonna happen.
Yeah, I do too. And you know, of course, it's gonna take all hands on decks. But you know, I'm gonna get into this just for a brief second. We promised the audience that we'd do this. We kind of catwalked a little way. But this accuser of Kavanaugh, I think that the deep state is going to take a big hit here, because the accuser of Kavanaugh, her father is a member of the deep state as a CIA agent, and this university that she's been affiliated with is clearly a deep state operation. So we got two losers going on here, and clearly the Democrats are going to suffer. And what's going to happen, I think, in the long run, you know, now Trump today, as you know, has been tweeting and calling out the accuser, and everybody, get up and speak. You know, you got your opportunity. Don't blow it. Just tell the truth. And, of course, they seem to be backing down from that.
I can't believe that this woman has the audacity to call the playbook for when she wants to talk, wants the FBI to investigate first. Are you kidding? With the current ISIS crisis in cells in this country, a real threat and dangerous, you want the FBI to investigate some trumped up stupid charge, no pun intended, about your high school fantasy in your mind?
It's
unbelievable.
Maybe she was fantasizing about Brett. I'm sorry.
Well, you got really it right bad. Where you talk about the deep state interference here. This is the deep state is such a threat to this country, and they know they're being flushed out, draining out of the swamp, and they don't like it, okay? They've been dredged out of there by President Trump, and they're not liking it, but guess what? We're going to clean it with a steam machine.
Yeah. And I really, we're coming up to a break right now. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more to Dane Censor. But Dane, I really agree with you. I think that we're starting to see the cleaning happen right now. And as we always say about Trump and his rope, he's giving these people all the rope they need right now to hang themselves, including Dianne Feinstein, which I think is another story. Anyway, stay with us. We have Dane Censor with us. He's reporting about what happened last night with Donald Trump at the convention center. I think it was a convention center. We'll clarify that. In Las Vegas. And Hannity was there. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
problem. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Catch up with Dane Sensor in about 2 minutes. I'm going to play this clip right now from Donald Trump last night in Las Vegas expressing his support for Kavanaugh, the beleaguered. Actually, he's not beleaguered at all. He's standing tall. Here we go.
The reasons I was elected was because you believed that I was going to pick great Supreme Court justices. And Brett Kavanaugh and I'm not saying anything about anybody else, but I want to tell you that Brett Kavanaugh is one of the finest human beings you will ever have the privilege of knowing or meeting. A great intellect, a great gentleman, an impeccable reputation, went to Yale, top student, went to Yale Law School, top student. So we got to let it play out. But I want to tell you, he is a fine, fine person. The forces opposing us in Washington are the same people who squandered trillions of dollars overseas, who sacrificed our sovereignty, who shipped away our jobs, who oversaw the greatest transfer of wealth in the history of the world. That's what happened to our country. And we're now recovering. We're bringing back our jobs. We're bringing back our companies. In 2016, the American people voted to reject this corrupt globalism. Hey, I'm the president of the United States. I'm not the president of the globe.
Well, Dane, you were there. You heard that. What was that like? I mean, that must have been pretty awesome to hear that sort of thing going on.
Oh, I tell you, Paul, when he said that, that room just went crazy. People were screaming at the top of lungs, including me. I mean, you could feel your body chill because of the excitement inside of you. Because, you know, Paul, what President Trump does for people, he's bringing the people, it's giving them the power of the people. That's what you feel like. You feel like you have a power in yourself of going out there and doing something as an individual. He's bringing the power of the people, which it's supposed to be. The people run the government. The government doesn't run the people. But before, it was opposite, before President Trump got in there. Now with President Trump, that's why you see so many people show up at his rallies. They feel like they have a voice. They feel like they have the power to do something. And they do. They really do. And this is what we have to remember in California and everywhere in the country. The people have the power, not the government. They work for us. We don't work for them.
And, you know, he's saying he works for the people.
He's right, our servant. Right. And he does work for the people because he's for the people.
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting concept to the non-constitutional following people on the totalitarian side of things, isn't it? It's almost like a joke. Follow the Constitution. Oh, my gosh, you can't do that.
Yeah, a Constitution. What's that? Oh, yeah, that's what the... It's unbelievable because that's the thing. We're living by a constitution in California. They don't even know what the constitution is anymore. They run it their communist way of thought, and that's it. They wouldn't even know what the constitution says. But yeah. With President Trump, you get this feeling of empowerment again to do something. And he's this voice that he speaks through us and each and every individual out there that they can do something. And this is why this massive crowd he shows up. I mean, you would think it's a presidential campaign, and we're 2 years away.
Yeah. And, you know, the presidential campaign, as it comes up in 2 years, is New California is actually going to play a big role in that. We understand that. We're going to play a big role in this campaign, too, in terms of just being here and doing what we're doing. And, you know, that it's pretty obvious that we need a lot of people to be in Congress to support us in a year and a half or so as we go forward. And we certainly don't know if we're going to have many Democrats supporting us. We hope that as we move forward that we're going to have bipartisan support for New California, because, you know, we got to go through the California thing first, and then we have to go to Congress. And it seems pretty obvious to me that we are going to face a massive red tidal wave. The blue wave is over, and you certainly got a sense for that last night, that the red wave is here.
Well, you know, I couldn't bring any water red waves to the a convention yesterday while he was talking, but I did bring my little red glove and I put it on as a symbol of red wave. I was waving my little red glove as my red wave. And people,
well, we're going to get your
people
picture.
Got a little kick out of that.
We're going to get your picture up of the Trump card business.
Yeah. Like I was screaming yesterday, listen, people, there's only one way to win in Las Vegas. And that's play your Trump card at a presidential Trump rally.
Isn't it amazing all these things that are happening right now for everybody? For Donald Trump and for New California and the opportunities ahead for the United States of America. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, people are finally... See, that's the thing with President Trump. He gives them an opportunity, the people, to feel good about themselves again, to get inspired. If you have a president that's not even inspiring like Obama was, that guy, I mean, he depressed me. I had suicidal thoughts with that guy. And now with President Trump, it doesn't matter. Whatever, I'm enthused. I'm ready to go. I'm winning. President Trump winning.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's kind of interesting, the way the Trump attack is taking place here, even for 2020. But he realizes what he has to do right here and now, and that he has to do the things that lay the groundwork for 2020. And then really beyond that, when we get into 2024, what is that going to look like for the United States of America, and how are we going to be postured? Obviously, it's going to look very, very good for the United States of America, but we have to go through this deep state purging, if you will. And as you've probably been hearing in the Project Veritas reports, the deep state is so deep. It is deeply penetrated, and they seem to be invincible because, especially if you're in a government job, there's no getting rid of you, at least right now. I have a feeling Trump is going to change all that.
Yes, and here's something real quick. I just saw this little news flash. In California, as we have to deal with every other day, the new laws, now I see that California now only bans restaurants from giving out plastic straws unless the customer asks. So all of California is banning those straws. Now with San Francisco, now it's the whole state. It just doesn't stop in the California nanny state. And this is why we're there, to save this state, this beautiful, wonderful state of California. Please join us, people. NewCaliforniaState.com. Help us save California, please.
Yeah, and we will. There's no doubt that we're going to save not only California and creating New California, but we're going to save the rest of the nation. And we're going to put basically the globalist on notice. And that's what I really welcomed Trump's statement last night that he was making, that he's president of the United States of America, not president of the globe.
It was the probably biggest applause of the night for all the stuff, and he had a lot of them, but that one just absolutely rocked the house. People really felt it when he said that, and they just respect him. They love him. They honor him. And boy, I tell you, that this house went crazy. Just crazy.
That's exciting, isn't it? I mean, really, all the people that have, especially here in New California, in our movement, you know, all the people from all the counties and rallying around Donald Trump in particular, it's not so much that they're rallying around the president. We appreciate the president's support, but what's happening is we're rallying around New California and the idea that people now have hope. And, of course, without this president, we wouldn't have that hope. Nobody would have the hope for freedom and liberty from the tyranny that we are experiencing here, really by a tyrant, a dictator, in his tyrannical form of government, which is communism. This is our first. We're first stepping into communism from socialism now to communism, because the evidence is in the fact that they can continue to churn out these laws and sign them, which are clearly dictatorial. That's what's going on in California. So that's why we can break away and form our own new state following the Constitution, Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution. We have to maintain that, of course.
Well, I'll tell you something, Paul. I want to tell you, this is to your listeners, the listening out there. There's times in California I get so depressed, and you get so run down what they're doing to the individual and businesses that you get to a state of mind you feel like there's no hope. But I'll tell you, when you go to a Trump rally like I did yesterday, it revitalizes you. It gives you new inspirations and motivates you more, and you want to fight even more, and it takes you out of this doldrums, depressions, and it gets you back on the front line again, fighting for your country, fighting for yourself and everybody else to do the right thing in this country.
Yeah. It's a wonderful thing. Well, listen, Dan, we have to run for time. I want to thank you very much for sharing your experience last night. And I know that you're going to be at the convention on October 5th and 6th down in Irvine at the Wyndham Hotel. And you can get your tickets, ladies and gentlemen, by going to newcaliforniastate.com and clicking on the convention information there and get your tickets to go. Any other final thoughts? You got 30 seconds, Dan.
I'm on my way to California. Today, back to California, here I come, and looking forward to the convention. And people, please reach out and come down and see us and help us and donate, and we'll make California beautiful and good and great again.
Awesome. Dane Censor.
As all the country.
Dane Censor from Las Vegas, just packing it up and leaving Las Vegas after being at the Trump rally yesterday, which is awesome. Dane, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're done. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.